Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman and Pastor Doris Smith. The host of Your Fears on Blog Talk Radio is evangelist Norma Chapman. Ms. Chapman has interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can and currently writing three other books. She studied and attended Union Baptist Theological College of New Orleans. She's also an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Jr. Sits on the NAACP Executive Committee and formerly a member of SDLC Justice for Girls. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, teacher, and author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour, Light of Inspiration and Motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman, with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening to all of our listeners on today. Yes, you're now tuned in to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show, hosted by yours truly, evangelist Norma Chapman, with our awesome co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, out of Miami, Florida. As always, let's bow our heads for our opening prayer by our co-host, Pastor Doris.
Father, we thank you and we praise you. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we lift you up and magnify your name. We thank you for the blessings that you have allowed each and every one of us to embrace in the beauty of this brand new day. We thank you for the opportunity to come together on Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show and pray that all that's connected today will leave with knowledge necessary to be a blessing to their lives. We thank you and we praise you even for our speakers today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I want to thank our opening prayer. As always, listeners, you can tune in on this awesome conversation on today just by pressing that number one on your phone. If you have any comments, questions, or just want to share your thoughts and experience on today's topic. We have an awesome topic prepared for you on today, and we're not going to be long bringing our guests into the studio with us. We have such a short show on today, but with so much informative, important information they're going to be sharing with you in reference to the topic, Infinitive Scholars Program Scholarship Fair. And our guest for today is none other than Dr. Levin Levan, the president of the SCLC New Orleans chapter. And also we have in our studio with us Dr. Laura L. Dorsey, which is the vice president of Infinitive Scholarship Program. We're so very excited and happy to have them on Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show on today. And without further ado, let me bring them now live into the studio with us, Dr. Levin Levan, and he will be introducing to you Dr. Dorsey after he does a little short bio about himself. Dr. Levin Levan.
Good day. Can you hear me? Are we okay? Hi.
Good evening. So good.
Evangelist.
Yes. So very happy to have you. Yes, we can hear you, Dr. Levin.
Well, let me just get started. Evangelist Pastor, thank you all for having us on. I am so very excited to be here. And, you know, during this day, it's storming, and some places the wind is blowing. But I just want you to remember that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we should always rejoice and be glad in it. Today we have an opportunity to share with you information about Infinite Scholars. Infinite Scholars, and they've been around, I'm going to say since 2003, but I'm going to let my colleague and friend, Dr. Laura Dorsey, she's going to tell you all about it. But I want you to know that it's coming to Louisiana by way of New Orleans, and it will be the first time that it's in Louisiana. So without any further ado, I'm going to present to some and introduce to others Dr. Laura L. Dorsey. Dr. Dorsey?
Yes, Dr. Levan. Thank you so very much, and thank you to my host and co-host for having me today. Everybody can hear me clearly?
Yes.
All right, good. All right. I just want to make sure.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, the listeners cannot talk back to you because all of their earphones are on mute. Only we can hear you in the studio.
Okay, that's fine. As long as you all can hear me, we're good. We're good to go. Okay, so Dr. LeVan, thank you so much. Let me tell you a little bit about Infinite Scholars and why we are so excited about coming to New Orleans. Okay, Infinite Scholars is a nonprofit organization, and we only do one thing. We help financially disadvantaged students find the resources that they need necessary to continue their post-secondary education, and be that a two-year college, four-year college, trade school, whatever it is, if there's a cost associated with it, we're trying to provide those students with the resources to do that. Now, Infinite Scholars is actually based out of St. Louis, Missouri, and this is where the organization is based out of, but we facilitate scholarship fairs across the country. And so let me explain to you a little bit about what we do. There's about 450 colleges in our network, about 100 that travel with us on a regular basis, and we travel all over the country from September into February. We go into Chicago, Detroit, Washington, D.C., St. Louis, we go throughout Florida, and we bring these 100 colleges. Now, this is not just a college fair where you just pick up the information. This is a scholarship fair. A scholarship fair is a little bit different. At a scholarship fair, the students and their parents can attend the scholarship fair. They are going to bring with them copies of their transcripts, copies of their test scores, and they're going to have the ability to talk with a college rep one-on-one, to be able to tell them their test scores, show them their test scores, and if the college has a scholarship that matches the test scores that the students have, they're going to be awarded that scholarship right there on the spot. So if your test scores say that you're eligible for a presidential scholarship, if your scholarship says your test scores say you're eligible for a full ride, they're going to be able to tell you right there. You don't have to fill out an application and wait for a review or anything to come back. You're going to know right then and there whether or not you're eligible for that scholarship. We have been doing this for about 20 years. It started, like I said, in Ferguson, Missouri, in St. Louis, Missouri, and we have traveled all over the country. Dr. LeVan was privy for us to be our guest at one of the first fairs in Washington, D.C. He got a chance to see firsthand exactly what absolute amazing opportunities the students had. He said, we absolutely need this in New Orleans. We said, let's make that happen, and we are so thankful to him, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, the Drysdale Y, who was going to be our host venue on November 6th. We're just excited about being there. Like I said, none of us are from New Orleans, but Dr. LeVan has made sure that we have been definitely embraced by the hospitality in New Orleans.
Fantastic. That is so good, what you're doing with the Infinite Scholars Program. Let me ask you a question. Is this program just in New Orleans?
It is just going to be in New Orleans. In the state of Louisiana, it's just going to be in New Orleans. We've never been in the state of Louisiana at all, and it's going to be in New Orleans. This is the very first time, like I said, the organization has been in existence for 20 years, and Dr. LeVan thought that what better way to celebrate our ongoing 20th anniversary than to be able to expand into the New Orleans area. So, yes, this is the very first time in this area.
Okay. Is that what you're saying? It's in other states, just the first time in New Orleans?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Go right ahead.
Let me say this, Pastor. If you have a student that lives in Jonesboro, Lafayette, Baton Rouge, they're welcome to join us. Matter of fact, if they live in Tylertown, Mississippi, they're welcome to join us. We want this to be a regional activity. We want all of the students to take advantage of this great opportunity. And, yes, you'll find Infinite Scholars in Ohio, Pennsylvania, Missouri, Illinois, Michigan, North Carolina, Virginia, Washington, D.C., Alabama. I still got some more. Georgia, Florida. Texas, Nevada, and this is the first time in Louisiana, and we're honored to have them here.
That's awesome. Okay. Well, you all can go right ahead and finish giving our listeners this great information and what you have to share with us today about this amazing program. I just believe it's an awesome program because it's helping the students who probably wouldn't have any other way of obtaining the finances they need without programs like this. So I think this program is great and truly a benefit. When I heard Dr. Dorsey say it's 450 in the network, and I believe 100 that traveled with you all throughout the month of September through February.
Yes, absolutely, and that's the beauty of the Infinite Scholars Program is that we have been doing this for a long while. So the minute that a student registers for our program, and you're going to go to our website, www.infinitescholar.org, to be able to register to be able to attend this fair at the Drysdale Y on November the 6th from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock. The minute you register, your name immediately goes into a database that goes out to all of the 450 colleges. And so 450 colleges will have your information, and so they can look at it and be able to reach out to you. But in order to make sure that you're getting the scholarships on the spot, that's when you actually have to attend the fair. Now, attending the fair not only is going to allow you to be able to talk to the college reps and attend on the spot, but we're also going to provide you with information and resources about other different scholarships that you can apply to. They've got, you know, generic scholarships that are not specific to any particular college. They have got like the Gates Foundation, the Coca-Cola Foundation. And for all of these scholarships that we have that are available, we have done the work for you. We have done the research for you. So all you're going to have to do is come. We're going to give you the website, say, hey, go here, apply. This is a $1,000 scholarship. This is a $1,500 scholarship. But dependent on what your test scores, the colleges that are with our network that are going to be with you at the Y that particular day actually have a plethora of scholarships. A lot of the main colleges were just with me in Atlanta, and they were definitely, you know, making sure they gave out scholarships. And I do want to say that the colleges are coming from all over the country. They are not just colleges that are in the state of Louisiana. West Virginia is coming. Philander Smith is coming. Delaware State is coming. Webster University, you know, is coming. University of Alabama, you know, is going to be there. Claflin is going to be there. The Penn State, you know, is going to be there. We have colleges from all over. Dr. LeVan has a list of all the colleges from that are going to be in New Orleans, and I'm just going to give you a couple of those now. Fort Valley State University, the United States Naval Academy is there. Tuskegee University is going to be there. University of Dayton in Ohio, Lane College, Florida A&M University is going to be there. Harris Stowe, so Florida Memorial University out of Miami. Of course, Dillard is going to be there. Alcorn State, Grand Canyon University out of Phoenix, Arizona. These are just a few of the schools that we know that are actually going to be attending this scholarship fair. And I can tell you that every single one of these colleges have scholarships to give out and scholarship information to give out.
Go right ahead, Mr. Lemon.
Thank you. Let me go old school. And what I mean by that, I know Pastor and Evangelist remember years and years ago, we come up to the, especially as children, we come up to the front of the church and give our testimony or give our determination. You all remember that. Well,
yeah.
I went to Washington, D.C., and I saw for myself hundreds of students came in. It was a beautiful opportunity. They came in, and they saw students, and if I didn't see this with my own eyes, over $12 million was in scholarships was awarded at that ceremony, at that scholarship fair. Now, that's $12 million with an M, awarded to students, to deserving students. And one of the really great things, and I'm hoping that Dr. Dorsey will tell you about the history and how it actually got started, but one of the beautiful things is they're looking for students who are unserved and underserved, students who it's the first time going to college. I don't know about you all, but I am certain that most parents at one time or another has asked the question, how am I going to pay for college? Well, opportunity is knocking at the door. And when you open a door, you're going to see a big sign that says Infinite Scholars. You see here the possibilities are infinite. Would you tell them a little bit, Dr. Dorsey, about the history and how it actually got started?
You know, it is funny, Dr. LeBan, that you talk about that because that is exactly how it got started. Our CEO, Thomas Owsley, and he says this all the time, I was just an English teacher. He was an English and history teacher out of Ferguson, Missouri. And everybody knows Ferguson and the problems that have been having there. And he, in his class, he was asking his 12th grade students what their future aspirations were. And none of them were saying that it was college. They figured that they would just either be out in the street or they would just, you know, just get a job. And he was like, this can't happen. At the same time, he got a call from Ohio University that said, we have minority scholarships to give out. We just can't find any qualified students to give them to. He said, are you crazy? I have a whole classroom full of students here. Why don't you come down here to Ferguson, meet with my students. I'm sure that they will apply, that they will qualify for your scholarships. And in 2003, on February 22nd, as he loves to tell us, that's exactly what happened, and that was the very first fair. He said, hey, if I can do this for one class, maybe I can do this for a whole class of students. And the next year he did it for a whole class. And then people in all over the country, people in Jackson and people in Jacksonville, Florida, and some other places, they found out what he was doing. They were like, okay, we want a piece of this too. And so now it has grown in 2003 from one fair that they have till now we have 33 fairs. The expansion this year is going to be the largest that we've ever had. November is the expansion month for us, and it starts off with the New Orleans Fair. We're going to expand also to Las Vegas. We're expanding to Houston, Texas. We're expanding to Tampa, Florida. It's just going to be absolutely crazy. But the expansion starts off in New Orleans on November the 6th.
Fantastic. Just want to just interject quickly to let the listeners know that you are tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show, where the host is evangelist Norma Chapman, myself, co-host Pastor Smith, and we want you to know that this information that's being shared today, if you have questions, please go right ahead and signal on your phone, press the number one on your phone so you can come in and ask any questions you may have with this great information being shared. I'm sure it may be a parent or family member on the line that may want some more information about what Dr. LeBan and Dr. Dorsey is sharing. This great information that will greatly enhance your educational ability and prepare you for the world to go into the future to do some great things. So we just want you to know that you can press that number one on your phone and you will be able to come in and ask a question. We'll turn it back over to Dr. Dorsey or LeBan, whichever one you all want to continue.
Oh, well, actually, I have a question. Maybe you can help me, Dr. Dorsey. How much does it cost to attend this fair where folks can get scholarships? How much does it cost?
Dr. LeBan, I'm telling you right now, you know, we used to, like you said, going old school, your mother used to say, don't say four-letter words, but I got a four-letter word for you. It's free. Okay, it's absolutely free to attend this fair. It is free to the colleges. The colleges don't get charged. The students and their families don't get charged. No money gets charged. And, Dr. LeBan, on top of that, if you come to the scholarship fair, even if for some reason you don't get a scholarship that immediate day, you can apply and be accepted at that college because application fees are free, too. They're waived that day. So if we got 40 or 50 colleges, you can come in, fill out applications to every single one of them, and be accepted into every single one of those colleges and universities if you qualify for free. Free, a four-letter word. Okay, so I think we like that one.
We also,
you know,
to let the listeners know quickly that our host is actually tuned in, but she is traveling to a domestic violence event. Dr. Chapman, she is tuned in and she is listening to this information that Dr. LaVon and Dr. Dorsey is sharing on the line today, but she is en route to a domestic violence event where she is going to be speaking. So we're going to allow this platform to stay open for you, Dr. LaVon and Dr. Dorsey, to go ahead and share this great information with our listeners.
You know, I got to tell you, this is sometimes people say it's too good to be true. Well, not in this case. It is too good, and it is true. As a matter of fact, I was thinking about Mr. Orsley, I'm told they call him Mr. T. Now, not to be confused with the A-team, but I will say this. He is a man of faith. He is a man of faith. And James tells us that faith without works is dead. And he has put the work in. He has put the work in over 33 locations around the country. We really need to make sure that when they come to the city of New Orleans, that students are prepared and ready to participate. This is going to be a great opportunity, and I just want to remind you, it is November 6th. That's next Saturday, November 6th, and it is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Drives YMCA. Drives YMCA, and according to the mayor, I think that she's taking away that mask requirement. So we're not going to have any problems with that. We're looking for a really great opportunity. We're looking for kids to get some scholarships. I'm telling you, it's going to be really great. Dr. Dorsey.
Yes. Dr. LaVon, I just want to make sure that everyone, that your listeners and everyone understands that education is not just something that we do. It's a passion. Mr. Owsley was a high school English teacher and history teacher. I am a former university professor, and one of the biggest things is that I saw that a lot of our students came to college unprepared, and statistics will say the majority of the students drop out in their very first year and sometimes in their very first semester for lack of funding. The whole idea of this particular one is to be able to make sure that we overcome that obstacle, that there is no dropout, that they, you know, that they know that all they need to do is focus on going to class, getting their grades, and being able to be there. And Dr. LaVon, on top of all the colleges and universities that are going to be here, the U.S. Army ROTC program is going to be here too. And I think that that is a program that is really, really underutilized, undersold as far as I'm concerned. The U.S. Army has so many great careers. Everybody in the Army is not out fighting on the front lines. They are people who are sitting behind the desk. They are doctors. They are lawyers. They are nurses. They are people that are in technology. They are people that are in business. And I know firsthand from this because I have a daughter who went into the military at 17, getting paid the entire time, spent 20 years sitting behind the desk. She has two bachelor's degrees and a master's degree and no student loan whatsoever. Retired before she was 40 and able to parlay that into a six-figure government job. That's what the military will do for you, and on top of going to college, on top of having a career. So they're going to be there also being able to provide information as well as the different colleges and universities that we've talked about. I was also in Atlanta this week. We have been here for 4 days, and we have, and Dr. LaVon, just to let you know, we also have probably another half a dozen different colleges that we're going to add to that list of colleges and universities that are going to be attending the fair in New Orleans.
When Dr. Dorsey mentioned, when she mentioned the Army ROTC, I have to tell you, and I saw this with my own eyes, they didn't just have a check. They had one of those big checks, you know, and you don't see those at the bank. I'm talking about one of those big, giant checks for $88,000. Can you imagine the joy on the parents' face for their child to receive a scholarship award for $81,000, for $86,000, for $88,000? And they can go to any school that has ROTC, and most schools around the country have ROTC. Let's say, for example, if that person wanted to go to Xavier. Well, Xavier doesn't have ROTC, yes. What they do is they send their students to Tulane University to take the ROTC classes. So I'm telling you, this is the opportunity you don't want to miss. This is a great opportunity for our students. And we're hoping that we have the kind of turnout that would be representative of the city of New Orleans. I want the students to come out like it was a Mardi Gras parade. I want them to be out there working on that scholarship, working on it. Get that work in. Go ahead, Dr. Dorsey.
Well, I'm telling you all, New Orleans, that Dr. LeBan has promised us when he came to Washington, D.C. to see the fair that was at First Baptist Church of Highland Park and in Maryland. He said, hey, listen, in New Orleans, we can outdo this. So I'm telling you right now, we had 350 students in attendance in D.C., and we gave out over $12 million in scholarships. Dr. LeBan has assured me that not a problem. New Orleans can outdo this any day, any time. So I'm looking forward to having everyone in New Orleans turn out. I'm looking forward to making sure that our numbers far exceed any expectation he absolutely has.
All right.
Well,
all right.
New Orleans, you're tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show. This is the host, Evangelist Dr. Norma Chapman. I've made it to my destination. I just wanted to let the guests know that we're so very happy to have had you on today's show. And we will be bringing them back next week because there's so much information that still needed to be shared with the parents and the students and with the community. So we do want to make sure that everyone understands what this great, awesome, phenomenal program is all about. We want to thank our guests for tuning in on Facing Your Fears on today. Y'all have about another 2 minutes. And co-host, you can close it out at that time. I want to thank all our listeners. Me personally, I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in on today's episode. And the co-host will be closing the show out exactly at 5 o'clock p.m. God bless all of you, co-hosts.
Okay. I just want to allow Dr. Dorsey and Dr. LeBan, if they have any information that they want to share with the listeners of how to reach them or any other information they may need to come to this amazing event, that I'll allow them that time now to go ahead and share, and then we'll close.
Dr. Dorsey?
Okay. I will get started. You could actually reach me. You know what? My thing is, like, I'm old school, as Dr. LeBan would say. You know, you pick up the phone and call me. I can be reached at area code 407-719-0225. You can call me. Laura, just for anybody picking up the phone and call. I've been fielding calls from parents from Louisiana for the past few days or whatever. Pick up the phone and call me. There's no problem. I can answer any questions that you have. In order to register, mm-hmm. you're going to want to go to the website, www.infinitescholar.org. Dr. LeBan?
Yes, I'm happy to answer any questions you might have. My number is 504, that's local, 504-450-8596, 504-450-8596. Give us a call if you have a question.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you this evening for this amazing and great show full of great information as we have spoke about the Infinite Scholars Program. Dr. LeBan and Dr. Laura Dorsey have shared some great information, and I hope, listeners, you have received it. You've received their contact information and that you will show up to this amazing event. We're going to go ahead and close out in prayer. Thank you. Father, we just thank you and we praise you. We thank you for the opportunity to come together with the speakers today as you have blessed Dr. LaVon and Dr. Dorsey to bring this information and pour out into a city where this Infinite Solace program will be the first time, but also letting them know that there's information shared is such of a great opportunity. And we do pray today that our listeners will reach out to them and share this information, that those out there that want to further their education will have the opportunity to do so. Father, we thank you and we praise you. All connected will be blessed in Jesus' name. God bless you. This concludes our program for today of Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show. Goodbye.